March 1st, 2026. I finally clocked it. I've been driving in the single lane like it was the only road available, staring at the double lines like they were electric fences. Today, I'm easing over. Not swerving, not causing a 10-car pileup, just signaling and crossing what I used to treat like sacred paint on asphalt. Maybe it's the fast lane. Maybe it's the scenic route. Either way, I'm no longer parked on the shoulder, waiting for the perfect opening. That moment doesn't exist. Perfection is a myth with good PR. I'm done negotiating with it. To the men who've pursued me before, no shade. I don't offend for sport. I just wasn't open. There's a difference. Now I am. Not hunting, not auditioning, just open. Something about 2026 feels like alignment instead of effort. I don't know how he shows up. I don't know when. I just know the door isn't locked anymore. Yes, I have a list. Not the I'm independent, hear me roar list. A standards list. A peace preservation list. Things I will not tolerate because no one should have to. Starting here. I don't want a man who needs to be the loudest frequency in every room. Not verbally, not stylistically. If the outfit screams labels before he opens his mouth, I'm already tired. I want silent power. Quiet luxury. The kind that doesn't announce itself, but shifts the temperature when it walks in. When I enter a space, I notice the man who isn't performing. The one speaking low, if at all, yet somehow people orbit him. That magnetic pull. I recognize it because I carry it. I used to laugh when people would ask why there was always a crowd around me. What are you doing? Offering free something? No, I wasn't doing anything. I just exist a certain way. I don't overshare. I don't overtalk. But when I speak, people lean in. It's subtle. It's steady. It's something I'm still dissecting. And I will. Masculine to me isn't noise. It's awareness. He studies me. He pays attention. He knows what I like and what I don't before I have to correct him mid-sentence. There's a fluency there. A rhythm. No constant interruptions. No power struggle disguised as banter. Just understanding. When you see my list, don't assume there's a specific man attached to it. There isn't. You'll probably be surprised at how reasonable it is. I follow a few men who speak well on dating and dynamics. They communicate through text with intention, through small gestures that aren't small at all. I appreciate that clarity. If there are men of color offering grounded, sharp perspectives, I'll share them too. I don't chase content. It shows up in my feed, and if it resonates, I keep it moving. As for the exact blueprint of the man I'm looking for, that's not public information. What I want has nothing to do with anyone else's checklist. The real question isn't who I'm choosing. It's who you're choosing. What disturbs your peace? What enhances it? Who brings ease instead of confusion? Joy instead of adrenaline? Laughter without chaos attached? Peace isn't neutral. It's amplified by the right person. If your nervous system relaxes instead of braces, pay attention. That's the lane I'm merging into. No horns this time, just momentum.